I think the challenges are many, but equally with every challenge comes an opportunity. I think many in the Northwest, and particularly in the Sligo area, will remember the recent launch of Ireland 2040, which took place in the town. I think that was a signal of something that's been happening as a gradual shift over the last number of years. And I've experienced this in my previous role in NUI Galway, that you can see that the state agencies and the other actors in the region are beginning to work together. And if I was to put one thing at the top of my list as the incoming CEO of the Western Development Commission, I think it is that, to gather those that are working towards the same goals together to make sure that everybody achieves those goals. And rather than concentrating on being the only organisation to lead something, to make sure that everyone is included and sees the results of their work. In broad terms, I think it's to build on the work that the Western Development Commission has done over the last nearly 20 years at this stage, in terms of policy development, which they have a statutory role in terms of advising the government. Also, as one of the only state agencies that are in a position to invest in companies and use taxpayers' money to get those companies up and running and then get a return on that money for taxpayers, I think the Western Development Commission plays a key role. And then in broader terms, like lookwest.ie, which is geared towards ensuring that people are aware of what's going on in the West. And the West, and particularly as people in the Northwest and in beautiful parts of the world like Sligo will know, the key thing is offering that work-life balance. So not only can you have an opportunity to grow your own career, but also that you'll have an opportunity to live in one of the most beautiful areas in the world. The key challenge, however, remains that it's very easy to look at the beauty of a place, but you cannot only survive on the beauty and the natural physical beauty around us. And there are many challenges, and I think the role for the Western Development Commission going forward is to ensure that where there are policy instruments in place, that they're aligned with what's actually happening on the ground. And I think particularly looking at outside the urban areas, often the urban areas are the key targets for many of the multinationals coming in. They have a huge role to play. But equally, I think the smaller community groups that do huge work on the ground in supporting those and ensuring that they're able to avail of all the supports to make sure that the good work that they do results in job creation, which again in turn allows both societal and cultural creation.
Well, it's interesting that you mention what's happening on the ground and the 2040 plan. A lot of people in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal would regard the 2040 plan with a pinch of salt, a major marketing exercise, but let's leave that as it were. It is one thing to have grand policies and grand objectives, but it is also important to dovetail that with the shortfalls and the shortcomings that are there on the ground and to help people overcome those.
I think you're absolutely right. There are significant challenges that face all of us, particularly in terms of the regional development. But one thing I would point to, I suppose, which is a concrete indication, is that there is a Department of Community and Rural Development, which is an important first step. There is a funding round at the moment towards rural regeneration. That's money that's being made available to help those communities get up and get running. And the other aspect of it is that the Western Development Commission, in terms of leading in that work and bringing everybody around them to work together, has to take the positive view that in terms of bringing people back to the West, it cannot happen overnight. There is no magic bullet, as people well know, and particularly in light of community groups, the fantastic work that's done by community groups, it is something that will have to happen over time, and everything has to be viewed in context. So again, where there is a significant jobs announcement that happens in an urban area, in the context of smaller rural areas, one, two, three, four or five jobs can be equally as important to the sustaining rural communities as 100 or 50 jobs in the bigger urban areas. So I think the important thing to realise is not that it's a question of East versus West. It can only be either Dublin or the West. It can't only be a case of Galway versus Sligo, or indeed Sligo versus Strandhill. Each area has individual needs, and one of the things and one of the roles I see for the Western Development Commission is identifying those individual needs, aligning those with what the policy and government supports that are in place, and bringing the two together and building on the good work of local communities to make sure that that results, as I say, in job creation and allowing a sustainable society to be built around a gainful employment, because I think that's the key. That underpins everything. Economic activity underpins all the kind of community activity that flows from it.